It's 9:24 on Classical Mornings, and it is time for our interview this morning. Maestro Daniel Bartholomew Poyser is the Toronto Symphony Orchestra's Barrett Principal Education Conductor and Community Ambassador. He joins us on the phone to talk about this Saturday, October 25th at 2 p.m. He will be leading the Toronto Symphony Orchestra in Fiesta Sinfonica at the Rose Brampton. Good morning, Maestro.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Terrific. How are you?
I'm doing really well.
Excellent. Are you excited about the concert this Saturday?
I'm really excited about the concert this Saturday. It's going to be another wonderful event at the Toronto Symphony Orchestra in Brampton. We're so pleased to be back up there. We did the show yesterday. I actually have a performance in an hour for 2,000 students that are coming down to Roy Thompson Hall, and it's been a success. There are 4,000 students today.
So that's fantastic.
It's great.
So first of all, let's get focused here. I mean, in terms of the concert itself, because there's so much I want to ask you. Tell us about Fiesta Sinfonica and why you chose this repertoire.
Fiesta Sinfonica is a celebration of music of Latin America. And it was actually a pretty easy pick for us on the team because we thought, you know, this music is so vibrant.
Yes.
It's so much fun. That's the big thing. The music is so much fun that people coming will enjoy. We know they're going to enjoy the songs. We know they're going to enjoy all the dances that are in. There's actually going to be real live dancers there and a singer. So it's kind of a no-brainer in terms of an audience enjoying this music. Some of the hits from all over Latin America.
And fantastic. So you've got some Astor Piazzolla, I see.
We do. Ah Young Kim, who is one of the violinists in our symphony, is going to be performing the Four Seasons of Buenos Aires, Verano Porteño.
And oh, wow.
It's so good. She's so good. She's so good. And what's really nice is to, you know, you see all the violins of the Toronto Symphony together, but then to hear one come out, you realize, oh, these are all soloists.
Yes.
These are all exceptional performers, and that's what happens when Ah Young Kim takes the stage, and she's going to be performing it again in Brampton.
You know, I feel absolutely the same way. Whenever I see the Toronto Symphony, I sit there and I go, man, every one of those musicians have studied for years to perfect their instrument, haven't they?
Yeah, and that's true. And to perfect their instrument, why? So that when an audience member sits there, they'll feel something.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
When you're in your car, you know, you have four, maybe five, six, seven, eight speakers. When you come to the orchestra, when you come to the Rose Theater and the TSO's there, it's going to be like 65 speakers, live speakers, all there make a sound to make you feel something, right?
Yes,
so
absolutely.
We've designed the concert that there's something for everybody. There are, you know, there's slow, beautiful music, mostly fast and exciting and engaging.
Sure.
There's music from Mexico, from Peru, from Brazil, from Argentina, from Colombia.
Very cool.
And then you get live dancers, you get a little bit of a concerto, you get singing. It's really trying for everybody in the family to be able to come and have some fun, from people from Latin America to be able to come hear Spanish, speaking at the concert, and some of the concerts led in Spanish, and then just have a good time.
You seem absolutely perfect for this role of Principal Education Conductor and Community Ambassador. How did this come about for you? I mean, it's a no-brainer for me. You've got fantastic energy, and I bet the kids will just love you.
I was a classroom teacher for 10 years.
Ha ha, there you go.
So you have to. You have to. You can't, you know, the energy comes from you, not from the students. Your job is there to make them feel excited and to help them learn. So I think, you know, doing an education concert is, you know, an hour long.
Yes.
And tons of planning, da da da. And essentially, music teachers do seven of those a day, right?
Yes,
a math teacher
sure.
does, you know, seven of those
for
a day.
Sure.
An English teacher does seven of those a day. Mm. So you're just, it is kind of a little mini performance. There's actually a book about teaching that said something like, you know, 5,000 shows a year or something.
Wow.
So
great.
A lot of it just comes from being a teacher, right? So, but I really do love it because I want people to know and to not only just hear the music and enjoy it, but to understand it
yes.
a little bit better. That's the teacher in me.
Yes.
And when you work on music like this, it's super, super fun. So the concert flows, it goes by so fast for us on stage, but I think for the audience, they're just going to have a really, really fantastic time and learn something new and experience a lot of different forms of music from Latin America.
Absolutely. And this is where it starts, doesn't it? In the school, inspiring
Absolutely.
Kids to pick up an instrument or otherwise. for that
exactly.
matter.
There's a conference at the RCM this week.
Yes, that's
or
right.
It's next week. It's about music and the mind and like what music actually does. Participation, not just listening, but like actually playing an instrument. What it does for the mind of a young person. What it does for the mind of a not so young person.
Yes.
Right? It's exercise for the brain, and it's part of brain health. Not just mental health, but brain health.
Nice
music
input.
Is there. Music is so important for that.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
So I could talk about that. That's a whole other interview.
I'm
but
sensing that. I'm
music,
sensing
music
that.
Is for the brain. Music is for our brains. It's, it's a language. And you could even argue that you... No, actually, no. Okay, we'll stop. I'm going to go out. Come to Fiesta Sinfonica. It's going to be a great concert.
Yeah, no, I just I have to ask you something else because I found this very intriguing that that you, as the principal education conductor and community ambassador, you reach out to audiences traditionally excluded from classical music. Like you've collaborated with incarcerated individuals, people on the autism spectrum, the LGBT and communities. How has this shaped your approach to conducting and programming?
I think it might actually be the opposite, that those communities are what have shaped my approach to programming.
That's exactly what I mean.
Oh, sorry.
Could it be my fault? Please don't apologize.
Yeah, no, I think it's actually, no, not at all. I think it's a more thing, it's an exercise in just trying to understand the other person.
Yes.
And just trying to understand what other people might need that are different from you. So, for example, on our team, Angela Sanchez is the education coordinator, and she's also from Colombia.
Right.
So, you know, she's not involved in programming music usually, but she was on every single meeting because I wanted to make sure that I got it right. We wanted to make sure we got it right. So we were constantly asking her, Angela, is this right? Which song should we pick? And when she started smiling, we knew we got it right. So it's the same thing when we are doing consult for people on the autism spectrum. We talk to like people who are on the spectrum or people who are working with them or help us understand them. And say, are we doing this right? Are we getting this correct? It's kind of like if you're making somebody else's soup recipe. You don't just you check in and say, okay, is this enough basil? Is this enough carrot? Like you're checking in with them along the way to make sure you're doing it right. So I think that is the approach that allows orchestras, and all orchestras are doing this now, to really think about the different communities that they're in and make music specifically for those communities.
Yes.
It's about talking to the people that are there, not just saying, okay, we're going to play this for you, but letting them have the opportunity to speak to it and letting them have the opportunity to say, no, you shouldn't do that. And then actually listening. So I feel like the work we've done also with Monica Guzman, who is our co-host, talking with her and talking with Angela about this concert, I feel like we've gotten, it right.
Fantastic.
They seem happy. So the orchestra sounds amazing. Ion Kim is an exceptional soloist. Abanico dance. Everybody was blown away by Abanico dance and the dances, the sambas, the mambos, and the salsa that they're doing on stage. Right?
Well, Maestro, so, I want to thank you so much for talking with us this morning. Clearly, you put your heart and soul into this, and that's very exciting for kids to attend.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.